What a blessing. Thanks be to God. Brothers and sisters, it is truly a joy and a privilege to be here with you this morning. My name is Loli Ryder, and I am usually at this time at the Presbyterian Church of Sefner on the other side of the bay. I always say Sefner is this little place between Tampa and Plant City where you find the Strawberry Festival. And so we send warm greetings from your brothers and sisters at the Presbyterian Church of Sefner and also from the Presbytery. I am currently serving as the chair of our coordinating team, and it is such a blessing always, but especially at times like this, to be a connected church. And so I invite you to join me in prayer at this time. Gracious and holy God, thank you so much for the many blessings that have brought us safely thus far and the many that are still to come. Lord, as we prepare to dig into your life-giving word, we ask that you open our hearts and our minds to your Holy Spirit, for it continues to speak new truths about you, your love for us. Testament comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 21 through 31. Let us listen for the word of the Lord. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. After Jesus had left that place, he passed along the Sea of Galilee, and he went up the mountain where he sat down, and great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the maimed, the blind, the mute, and many others. They put them at his feet, and he cured them, so that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. So, this past Friday, we ordered pizza takeout. We didn't eat in. And when they handed us the pizza, they put a free roll of toilet paper on top of my pizza. And I can't tell you how overjoyed I was after spending a week going to the supermarket every day and not finding one roll. I was so grateful, I almost started crying. And I started thinking, you know, if this thing goes on and we have to go back to trading and bartering, toilet paper is going to be a very precious commodity, worth its weight in gold, as if it's not that right now, right? And oddly enough, thinking of this got me thinking of this woman. The woman that we encounter today in the scriptures. Girlfriend has no toilet paper for sure. She doesn't seem to have many manners either. And unfortunately for most people, she does not have much worth. And here she is in need of something. healing for her daughter with nothing to trade. But she asks Jesus anyways. And this encounter truly affirms and challenges my faith. It affirms and challenges my faith in the Lord and Savior that I believe in, as well as how I am called to live that faith out. Now, some of you might think me a little insensitive for having said that this woman is of no value. That's kind of what is in the scriptures. We have these little hints all through it, starting with the fact that it says that Jesus went away to Tyre and Sidon. These is a region that is Gentile, non-Jewish. It's not where you find nice little Jewish boys and girls. And we find out that this woman is a Canaanite from that region. And if you know your Bible, Canaanites and Jews are fighting from the beginning of the Old Testament, way back in the coming to the land of milk and honey days. And she's shouting. She's a woman who's supposed to be quiet, and here she is shouting. And I don't know about you, but when I'm out and about in today's world, whether I'm at a restaurant or in public, and I hear somebody being extra loud and shouting, I think some things. A little rude, obnoxious, uncouth. And here she is, asking Jesus for something. Bless her heart. The text wants us to see this picture of this woman. And she's asking Jesus, who's the ultimate nice guy, right? Right. I'll be honest with you, the first time I ever encountered this passage was when I was studying in seminary. I had never heard it preached before. And I remember when I first read it, I had to read it again. Because when I read it and I heard the response, I thought, whoa, surely that's not Jesus. Maybe Judas or Peter. He's always sticking his foot in his mouth, right? But it's Jesus. Jesus who responds to this woman in such a harsh manner. When she first is screaming and yelling, Jesus does not answer her. He kind of tries to ignore her, but the disciples are a little embarrassed. They tell him, send her away. This is getting a little embarrassing here. But Jesus says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and keeps walking. It's not until he has no choice but to look at her because she drops at his feet and begs him, Lord, please help me. And what does he say to her? It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. Basically, Jesus is saying that it's not fair to take the healing, the teaching, the words that he brings to the children of Israel, especially to the lost children of Israel, and give it to someone who's not part of that group. And he does use the word dogs, which was a common term for Israelites to refer to their enemy Canaanites, but it is still not what we're used to hearing from Jesus' mouth. And it's interesting, whenever you read commentaries about this passage, you'll always find some scholars that try to massage this text, that kind of try to give us explanations as to why Jesus would respond in such a manner, in a way trying to protect Jesus. But brothers and sisters, the last time I checked, Jesus is still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He needs no protection. And when we encounter difficult passages like this, When we are truly open to engaging with the Holy Spirit, to ask the difficult questions that need to be asked and read it responsibly, seeking all the resources we can, it is amazing what new truths we learn about our Lord Jesus Christ and about who we are as his children. They're not to be hidden or glossed over. They are to be engaged as we trust in our faith, seeking understanding, will be honored by God. So if you were to take a step back and look at the beginning of this passage, it's interestingly enough that you'll find Jesus disagreeing with some religious leaders. Because once again, they are trying to state the fact that what is of utmost importance is tradition and rules. And Jesus, again, is trying to explain to them that, no, that what is of utmost importance when it comes to God is what is in the heart, what is in our conscience, and the actions and behaviors that they lead us to. Funny that a couple of verses down, we find Jesus giving the loud Canaanite woman who's asking for help a very traditional excuse as to why he can't help her out. That it's not fair, it's not right to give what is intended for Israel to an outsider. He can't help her because she's not Jewish. So how does she reply? Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. As my youth would say, oh snap, I heard that one. She didn't argue with him. She merely made a statement clear, stating a fact that maybe had not been considered by Jesus. And so how is Jesus going to respond to that? Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And her daughter is healed immediately. Every time I read that phrase, I am once again in awe of Christ and his love. He heard her. Despite what he thinks he knows is right, he listens to her despite the fact that she brings nothing to the table, that she has nothing to offer. He hears her and he is open to her. It's amazing. This Jesus reminds us once again that God took on human flesh to be one of us, to experience everything that is part of the human experience, so all of it could be redeemed. And brothers and sisters, what is more human than learning from one another? I read that phrase, and I'm in awe of Jesus' grace and mercy. Because she who had nothing and was worth nothing is listened to. And her faith is worth so much. One of the commentary writers that I read, Ewan Russell Jones, says this about the Canaanite woman. Quote, while mercy may begin with Israel, she knows that it cannot end there because of the very nature of Israel's God. And that mercy overflows to others in the house, even to the dogs. This passage should challenge and affirm our faith, because that mercy which began with Israel overflowed to the Gentiles who followed the Son of David, Jesus Christ, and later called themselves Christian. And that mercy continues to overflow with these Christians and the collective group that they call the church, that they sometimes refer to as the body of Christ. I really hope that by now you know I'm talking about us. That mercy overflowed to us. And that mercy is supposed to overflow to others that we share this world with, even those outside our circle, even those we may consider dogs. For our God is a God of amazing grace and abundant mercy. And we're not supposed to hoard all that mercy and grace like some people are hoarding toilet paper. No, we are supposed to be the instruments of that grace, the conduits of that mercy to this world, which is thirsty and in need. This passage is challenging, but it is also so affirming, because he heard her pleas for help, just like he hears you and me, just like he hears our calls for help when we whisper them in our prayers in fear and anxiety, or when we shout them out of anger and frustration. He hears our prayers, whether we've been going to church every Sunday of our lives or whether this is the first time you've heard a sermon in decades. He hears our prayers when we lift up our loved ones, when we lift up our friends, our neighbors, those who are part of our family of faith, and those who are not. He hears us. So, brothers and sisters, let us continue to pray for mercy. Let us continue to pray for healing of those in our community, in our nation, and all around the world. Let us continue to pray on behalf of this world for peace, for that peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that the very maker of the skies hears us. And to God be all glory and honor forever. Amen.